But that's our elicitation, right? Now, on our sheets, we've got also that we could elicit somebody's values if we wanted their values, but all we wanted to do was the metaprogram elicitation at this point. So if y'all were following along, what did you guys pick up that in terms of direction filter? When we asked Connie what she wanted in a job, what did you pick up?
Toward.
Yeah, primarily toward, right? There might have been a little bit of away from there that I was sensing underneath some stuff, but it was primarily toward. So you're somebody who's primarily more motivated in life to move toward those things that you want. Reason sort, or at least in the context of your career for sure. Reason sort, why are you, the possibility necessity, was she primarily possibility or necessity? She was possibility. She had a little bit of necessity in there. She was primarily possibility, though, but there was a little bit of necessity. Primarily possibility. Frame of reference. How did she know when somebody did a good job? Was it internal or external?
External.
It was actually, I heard her talking about external things when somebody did that. My sense was that it was, even though she was talking about that stuff going on outside of her, she still knew it inside of herself when she saw these things happening outside of her. So I kind of got a combination, like an internal with an external check. My sense was that she knew what was going on inside of herself because it wasn't somebody else telling her, but it was based upon external results. So I went more with an internal with an external check was my... external would be, well, I was waiting for her to say, and I was attempting to probe a little bit, but I didn't care to probe that deep at that point. I was waiting for her to say, well, when my team members tell me that they're satisfied or something like that, then I would know, and that would be for me more of an external. That would be like the person outside of herself telling her. I kind of got that she knew inside herself when she saw the external results, so I kind of went a little bit more internal-external check, although I probably could have probed a little bit deeper there. Is it somebody actually telling you that that things are working for them or them telling you about their income, or is it you?
No, I have the ability to monitor, adjust, and control, you know, our relationship. So I'm in close enough communication with them that I know how they're doing, not just by what they tell me, but... Well, yeah, I have data that I can check, but I also have developed a relationship with my business partners, so I know what I can expect from them.
Sure.
Based on the amount of time we spent together in the beginning.
Yeah. So my sense is that she gathers external data, but when she knows she did a good job is inside her or inside herself. And it's through the gathering of external data. If she said it was them telling her that, then I probably would have gone more on the external side. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And that was the initial assessment I made anyway, but then I wanted to chat a little bit further for our purposes.
Internal, because in this case, she's doing the assessment.
She's the one that does the assessment. It's not something or someone else that tells her, hey, that you did great. She makes the judgment call based upon, because we're always going to look out at the world and see what's, and take any data that we take. But from my perspective, like if she told me that it took other people telling her that, or took an audience telling her that they were doing good, or took that, then it would be it. So my sense is that she's got the internal check. She knows when she's done a good job inside herself based upon those things. So I also got the sense, let's see, in the terms of the convincer representational system, how do you know that a worker is good at his or her job? I had the question a little bit more beyond that to get exactly what system it is, which you might do sometimes. What was it for her? She talked about mentoring them first and then she'd see them do it. So for me, it was doing first and then seeing. So I put a combination of both. She had to do it with them first in terms of the mentoring role that she plays, and then she'd see them do it on their own and she would know. Does that mean that the seeing is the actual part that slams home the convincer? I think the doing had part of it too, so I almost call that a two-step process.
Just back up one, just for half a second. Can you also have an external with an internal check?
An external with an internal check. Yes, you can. Technically, yes, you could.
So you can look for either one.
Yeah. Yeah. On the sheet, I know it's not there, but you could.
Convincer
demonstration. So you would probably, in working with people, you'd need to mentor them and do something with them and then see them do it. How about somebody outside of your own relationship, outside of that coaching relationship that you have with the people that you're working with, how would you know somebody else is good at what they do?
you mean in the...
Could you just see it, or would you have to actually do it with them first as well?
I could see it.
You could just see it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So technically, it probably would have been that was contextually dependent that she would need to do it with them and then see it. And the slam home truth of the fact convincer for her would be the visual representational system, or seeing somebody do something. Convincer representation, how many times does somebody have to prove competency to you before you're convinced? She said a few times, a couple of times.
Well, just simply because, you know, it's not a, that old coaching axiom, people will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. Mm-hmm. Well, you can tell me, it's like how many birds are left on the branch if they've decided to fly off. You can tell me until the cows come home what you intend to do, but until I see the intention in motion, sure. All I have is words. So that's why I have to...
You've got
to
see it.
I got to see it.
Yeah, and if they do it a couple of times, then you know, well, yeah, this person's pretty good at what they do.
Right.
So management direction filter, I got the sense. What did y'all think that she was?
Self and others.
Yeah, self and others. Yeah, I actually checked the wrong box, but I got the same thing. Self and others. So you probably be somebody who could find that you manage people rather easily. Action level sort. When you come into a situation, what was she?
Active.
She was active. So she takes action. She's an action taker. She'll probably put a lot of energy into pursuing her life's goals. Would that be accurate?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Tell me about a work situation in which you were the happiest. What did we get?
Team backside management.
Yeah, so she talked more about the team. I asked her what role she played. She played a management role, but it almost sounded like the team aspects of it were even more important.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So so that would be important to her, would be play part of a team. So I wouldn't hire her for a position where she was going to be independent in back doing the, you know,
by herself.
Wouldn't. Yeah, because she needs that interaction. And that actually became true also on the work preference filter. The affiliation filter and the work preference filter we got from the same question. Tell me about a work situation in which you were happiest. When she described that team, did she also talk about things, people, or systems?
People.
She talked about people, so she's more people-oriented. Tell me about your favorite restaurant. Why is it your favorite restaurant? What did she talk about?
The
food. She's interested in things, so that's important as well. Chunk size. So if we were going to do a project together, would you all need to know what did she want? She was global to specific. She needed to see the big picture, and then she'd probably want to get some of the details. So in communicating with her, that would be the best, that would be the preferred means of communicating. On the relationship sort, in this case, I turned this page to her. We'd probably want to write the boxes on a separate page, just draw them, or do the three coins so that she doesn't see the answers, right? But she already knew the answers anyway, so I did.
I didn't even look at that. All I looked at was a rectangle.
Yeah, what was she? What was Connie?
Sameness with
Connie was sameness with exception, and we heard that.
Obvious.
Yeah, and it was real obvious, wasn't it?
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice, yeah. Connie was primarily sameness with exception. So she looks for sameness in things, but she needs a little difference in there as well. Which means that she would tend to have longer job longevity. If she found something that she felt good about and wanted to do, she'd probably stay. What's the average length of time you've stayed on jobs in the past?
Well, I was at a job for 20 years until the sameness drove me insane.
Yeah.
And that's why I got out of it, so
right.
That I didn't have to be the same anymore because I needed the exceptions.
Right.
So I wanted consistent income with some, you know, variety.
Yeah. And how long have you been in this current one that you're doing?
For 6 years.
6 years, yeah. So, and she would tend to stay someplace longer because she'd look for the sameness in things. Now, if it was somebody that was differences, they would clearly have been in and out of things. So, and that's pretty accurate. Emotional stress response. When I asked her to tell, what was she? Was she dissociated, associated, or choice when I asked her to tell me about a situation that gave her trouble? She actually was speaking in a dissociated way, but she was associated, and we could tell that by watching her eyes as well. Where were her eyes going down to as she was explaining the situation? She was down in kinesthetic. So I'm watching her eyes, and she's going down in kinesthetic. I noticed some color shifts, so she was, yet she still remained dissociated. She didn't really go into it. So I checked that she was at choice. I thought that she was, while she associated into it, she was still kind of bouncing back and forth. Maybe we could have said that she was leaning a little bit more on the associated side, but I thought she was kind of remaining a little bit more at choice about it. Yeah, so I put her at choice.
That's because, you know, ultimately... I might have some feelings about the choices that my partners have made, but I'm not going to own that choice, is what it boils down to. I'm not going to internalize it.
Right.
Because ultimately the decision was theirs. I'll feel bad. I feel really bad you made that stupid choice.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm not going to take it home with me.
Yeah. So that's why, now, but she, nonetheless, now we're listening to her words, and she was still associated when she was saying it. So I wouldn't write her down as being purely dissociated. I put her more at choice. Like, she's kind of in between there. Modal operator sequence. She did say up and at him. She also said it's time to get up. I heard it's time would be more the modal operators. But we could, knowing that, we could use those and feed them back. It's time to get up would probably be more useful to us in terms of motivating Connie or doing something with Connie than up and at him. But we could use up and at him too. Hey, mm-hmm. up and at him, let's do this thing, mm-hmm. you know? So we could use, those are going to be key words for her. Time storage, what was she? Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped over time storage. What was she, time storage? She was in time, right? So she'd probably be a little bit more of a perceiver naturally. By heart, she may have adapted to the world or done things to adapt that, but by heart, she'd probably be a little bit more of a perceiver. And we got attention direction. We just watch and notice what she does. And that means, is she more directed toward outward, toward other people, or is she more internally directed? I checked both. I think Connie's a combination of being out external and internal in terms of where her focus is. Yeah? Yeah, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So gives us a lot of information. If we wanted to continue down on our sheet, we could also elicit values. I started doing that in the beginning when I asked her what was important to her in her career, but I could get more in depth. And now we've got a lot of information that we could use for in terms of hiring consulting, in terms of managing, in terms of motivating, in terms of placement, all of those types of things, and in terms of communication. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'd want to find out what their values are as well and their threshold values, because that's going to tell us what would cause them to leave or what would cause them to stay. That gives us a tremendous amount of information. This, we've had people take this out and make $10,000 a day just doing hiring consulting, you know? Yeah, I mean, because, and that actually, that was one of the first uses of this when I came out of my master practitioner. One of the first things I did was a hiring consulting gig for some people that used to employ me. Yeah, so I went in and said, hey, I got some stuff to show you. Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, give her a hand.
Yeah. Give me a hand.
Yeah. See, she finds it easy to tell people. oh, sorry.
Rose has
hey! Good job,
Tony. My competitors who lost. So then how would you interpret this change
to
the person who hired you as a hiring consultant?
Well, I had one person that was doing hiring consulting with this information that I know took this. And he wrote out, he went in and he did a metaprograms elicitation for everybody, all the salespeople working in this guy's sales organization. He elicited all their metaprograms and values. And then he told him, he told the office, the company owner, so this was less for hiring consulting, but it was more for utilization of this. He went and he told the company owner how to communicate with each individual person based upon their metaprogram, based upon their metaprogram distinctions. For example, let's just pick out one. So the person who is a differences person, you'd want to communicate with them in a way that took you'd want to take that into consideration, and you can actually tailor your communication. Let's take a look and see if we've got some specific things we could say or do in terms of tailored communication or motivating people. Let's see, which page is this on? Let's turn to our section on metaprograms if we're not there already. And we'll turn to page 311. Let's turn to page 311. In terms of usefulness for this, like the one there was an NLP trainer that went in to an organization and he had them, he wrote up a chart for each and every person inside this on the salesperson's team, or on this manager's team, all of his salespeople, and he wrote down how he could communicate with each of them in order to get them to take action and motivate them. So let's look at this. Direction filter. If the person is totally away from motivated, what you would say to that person is, here's what we want to avoid. This will reduce our potential problems and liabilities. So you talk to the away from person about what you want to avoid in any given situation. Because that's gonna make sense to them. That's gonna go right in. If they're away with a little toward, you'd say, "Here's what we want to avoid, and here are our goals." So you'd start off by telling them what they wanted, what you wanted to avoid, and then you'd give the goals. Both toward and away, you'd say, "Here are our goals, and just as important, here's what we want to avoid." If the person is totally toward, you'd say, "Here are our goals and objectives." Toward with some away, you'd say, here are our goals and objectives. Here's what we want to be careful to avoid. That's toward with some away. Reason filter. If they're both possibilities and necessities, you'd say, as you consider the possibilities of this project, also consider what obligations we have. Okay? If they're necessity, you say, consider the obligations we have. We really must do this. Possibilities. Consider the possibilities in this project. We really can do this. So you talk about the possibilities. Frame of reference filter. If they're balanced, you'd say, as you consider what you think and what others think, whereas external, you'd say, consider what others in this project think. Consider what the people around you think. What would those people say? Yeah, because that's where their frame of reference is. Internal, I can't convince you of anything, only you will know for sure. That's good, and you could even use that in sales. If you know somebody's got an internal frame of reference, I can't convince you of anything. Only you will know for sure that this is what you want to do. All right? Internal with an external check. As you check inside, you'll know that the evidence indicates. Okay.